Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Rain early this morning. We get a break and then more rain ahead of a cold front later today. Dan Brunoff has the particulars on your forecast on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. Check in on the 8s for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. Your top local stories. It's Tuesday, January 28th. Three members of a North Texas family were among those killed in the helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant and his daughter. And as we hear from KRLD's Bailey Friday, that family is struggling to deal with the devastating loss.
College baseball coach John Altobelli, whose daughter was a basketball teammate of Gianna Bryant, was on the helicopter at the time of the crash. Altobelli, his wife Carrie, and their daughter Alyssa were all killed, leaving their family back in Texas brokenhearted.
It wasn't all about baseball with John, it was more about family.
John's brother Jim Altobelli tells our partners at NBC5 that John was one of the best coaches around. He and NBA legend Kobe Bryant were longtime friends, and they were coaching their daughter's basketball team together. But Altobelli says his brother was more than a great coach.
The world sees John in baseball. I see John as a great father.
John leaves behind two children, an adult son and a teenage daughter. Alyssa was John and Carrie's youngest daughter. She was 13 years old. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Mavericks paid tribute to Kobe Bryant on the road last night, and as we hear from KRLD's Alan Skaya, there will be another tribute tonight when the Mavs play at home.
The Mavericks and Oklahoma City Thunder held a moment of silence before last night's game. The Thunder showed pictures of Kobe Bryant on their video board above the court. Mavs shooting guard Luka Doncic put the names of all nine people killed in the helicopter crash on his shoes.
It was very emotional. I broke down after the first quarter. That's when it really hit me.
The Mavericks host the Phoenix Suns at the American Airlines Center tonight. Mark Cuban has said he'd retire Bryant's number 24, and the Mavs are planning another ceremony before the game tonight at 7:30. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Richardson police arrest a Mesquite man in connection with a murder last week. Investigators say 22-year-old Deontay Costin had gone to an apartment complex on Francis Way with his sister to pick up the woman's child. An argument broke out and escalated into gunfire, and Costin was shot and killed. Police arrested 21-year-old Howard Handy Jr. for that shooting. He's charged with murder and is held at the Dallas County Jail. Another shooting in Dallas overnight. Police still looking for the gunman. Around 10 Monday night, police found the victim at a gas station on Alpha Road in North Dallas, not far from the Galleria. The man was shot in the buttocks, was taken to the hospital, and is expected to survive. Investigators say the shooting happened after some sort of altercation. The shooter took off. So far, no word from police on a suspect. In Allen, police are working to locate victims of a former youth pastor arrested for child pornography. KRLD's Austin York has the story.
Following a cyber tip, police went to the home and arrested 56-year-old Stephen DePaula, charging him with child pornography possession. Sergeant John Felty says some of the pictures date back over 20-plus years.
These cameras were looked to be in bathrooms and private areas. Of course, it was in a residence, but it was in an area where they would be dressing and undressing and then bathing.
His bond has been set at $50,000. Felty is asking anyone who may have visited DePaula in the last two decades to give them a call. DePaula has a work history as a soccer coach in the Allen area. Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Fort Worth, the city council and the school board will take up anti-vaping resolutions at their meetings tonight. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has details.
The Fort Worth ISD's resolution would set guidelines for teaching kids about the dangers of vaping and direct kids who start vaping to resources that would help them quit. board member Toby Jackson says vaping is very dangerous for everyone, especially kids.
Students can find themselves rapidly addicted, and the withdrawal is very unpleasant.
Fort Worth City Councilman Brian Bird, meanwhile, says the City Council's resolution is just that. It does not set any new city policy.
This is a resolution supporting the ISD and what they're doing to limit vaping in particular.
Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A restaurant chain headquartered in Addison files for bankruptcy. Bar Louie announced it's closing 38 locations, including two in North Texas, after seeking Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The restaurant on 7th Street in Fort Worth will close, along with the one in Hearst. The company will continue to operate 90 restaurants as it looks for a new owner. More than 16 million Texans have already registered to vote in the upcoming Texas primary. If you haven't registered yet, you only have a week left to get it done.
Keith Ingram is the Director of Elections for the Secretary of State's office. He says you can find the voter registration application on their website, votetexas.gov, but you cannot register online.
We've got a wizard on our website where you can fill it out online, but you have to print it and mail it in to the voter registrar.
The registration must be in the mail by February 3rd to be eligible to vote in the March 3rd primary. As for early voting, that starts February 18th.
The first day of early voting and the last day of early voting are usually the busiest, so if you go in one of the days in the middle, you'll probably encounter very few, if any, lines.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Sports. The Mavericks beat Oklahoma City last night 107-97. The Stars beat Tampa Bay in overtime 3-2. Listen to News Radio 1080 today for more chances to win $1,000. We give you a new code word each hour starting at 8:14 this morning. Thank you for listening. Have a great day and be careful out there.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.